KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy and 41 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. We look for cloudy skies today. Just a slight chance of some additional rain or drizzle and a high of 51. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. And the news details are expected to be released sometime later this morning with regard to a pursuit that took place late Wednesday afternoon in Montgomery County. The chase ended near Red Oak with a suspect having crashed his vehicle a short time after it ran over stop sticks, which are designed to deflate the tires. After the vehicle crashed, the suspect took off on foot but was quickly captured. He was taken into custody at around 4:45 p.m. And again, we'll have additional information as it becomes available, and on our website at KJAN.com. News time is 7:07.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute Alloy System, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter-inch to one-inch six-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
A fifth grade teacher of the Trainer Community School District has been placed on paid administrative leave. The Daily Nonpareil reports Mike Travis, who is also an assistant softball coach, is under investigation by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Jeff Danker said Travis had been placed on leave following allegations of misconduct with at least one student. Trainer School District Attorney Joseph Thornton told the Omaha World Herald the issues with Travis do not involve any current students. He said it was basically a personnel matter, but declined to comment further. Danker said the investigation is underway and he hopes it'll be wrapped up next week. No charges have been filed. Authorities in western Iowa are investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of a man in Glenwood. Officers with the Glenwood Police Department responded Wednesday to a residence at 302 North Walnut Street following a report of an intoxicated and suicidal subject. That subject was later identified as 36-year-old Joshua Sandlin. Sandlin was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs, where he was pronounced dead. His death remains under investigation by the Glenwood Police Department and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. An autopsy is pending at the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny. A Cass County man faces drug charges in Audubon County. Sheriff's officials said yesterday 19-year-old Tabor Charles Anderson of Marnie was charged Tuesday night with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Anderson was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. following a traffic stop near Littlefield Drive and Eagle Avenue in Audubon County. Anderson was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $1,000 bond. An Anita man was arrested earlier this week on drug charges. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 33-year-old Terry Lee Cheney of Anita was arrested Monday on charges of driving while barred, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Cheney was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. The Sheriff's Office reports also 33-year-old Travis Austin Moon of Wyota was arrested last Friday on a district court warrant for failure to appear, child support related. Moon was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. 36-year-old Frederick Lewis Anthony Jr. of Canesville, Missouri, was arrested last Thursday in Cass County on a charge of OWI first offense. Anthony was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $1,600 bond. And 49-year-old Douglas Allen Bissell of Anita was arrested last Thursday in Cass County on a charge of driving under suspension. Bissell was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on $300 bond. Police in Harlan are investigating two recent deaths. Officials say on April 26th, a set of golf clubs valued at $3,000 was reported stolen from the cart shed at the Harlan Country Club. And on April 19th, someone broke into the coin-operated laundry machines and took coin boxes from the laundry room at the Hillcrest Apartments in Harlan. The Harlan PD also reports the arrest on a domestic abuse assault charge of 41-year-old Monica Gonzalez of Harlan. She was taken into custody for allegedly striking her sister on April 26th. News time is 7:11.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to 1 inch 6-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
And the funeral announcements. Gary Colas, age 72 of Portsmouth, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial service for Gary Coles will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joe Schultz, age 91 of Manila, died Saturday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for Joe Schultz will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. George G.M. Beyer, age 92 of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for George Beyer will be today at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Todd Pritchard, age 51 of Stewart, died Saturday. A visitation for Todd Pritchard will be held this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with a military graveside service tomorrow morning at 9:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Clara Simons, age 80 of Harlan, died April 17th. Funeral services for Clara Simons will be Friday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton is in charge of the arrangements. Eileen Brown, age 84 of Creston and formerly of the Fontenelle area, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Eileen Brown will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Carol Johnson, age 72 from Maryland, died January 24th. A memorial service for Carol Johnson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Dory Schmidt, age 85 of Greenfield, has died. Graveside services for Dory Schmidt will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Fern Fulsang-LePain, age 92, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Colorado. Graveside services for Fern Fulsang-LePain will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery with a luncheon to follow at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.